This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. And welcome back first after the day's break that the markets had on account of Guru Nanak Jayanti and the queues are stacked positive. The SGX 50 is suggesting a gap up opening of close to 150 points if you take into account Friday's closing level. Remember, the US markets have been in uptrend for the last 3 days. Yesterday, we had gains of 0.5% on the NASDAQ and the S&P 500, while the Dow Jones inched nearly towards a 1% mark. But bear in mind that there could be a bit of a wait-and-watch approach from here on, considering that all-important US CPI inflation is expected tomorrow. For our own markets, even Monday was a good session. The Nifty and the Sensex almost closed a 10-month high. The Nifty Bank is in a whisker of its all-time high levels. It had a record closing high, but in terms of the levels, it's just, you know, a whisker away. So all the cues are positive. The earnings prints so far have largely been in line with expectations. There have been a bit of misses and hits here and there, but no big earnings downgrades. So the earnings appear to be delivering stable, you would say. The FI inflows are strong. The FIs on Monday bought nearly 1950 crore in the cash market, taking their November purchase to more than 8000 crore. The DII selling was restricted to 845 crore, which means we had a net institutional buy figure of about more than 1000 crore. Big day in terms of earnings reaction. So let me start with BPCL. Better than what the street was anticipating, aided by a one-time subsidy on LPG. Coal India, on the other hand, was a miss. Lower realizations, higher costs, margins came in at 24.4%, lower than the poll of 33.5%. So miss coming in on Coal India. Hindalco will be reacting to Novelis's earnings, adjusted EBITDA lower on a quarter-on-quarter basis and on a year-on-year basis. And even the management commentary appears to indicate that there will be cost headwinds going ahead. So that will be a bit of a bother. Godrej Consumer, the street was anticipating weak numbers, but it turned out to be weaker than that. Lower gross margins, higher ad spends hurting the EBITDA margins, resulting in not just an EBITDA miss, but even a profit miss as well. Jubilant FoodWorks reported numbers largely in line with what the street was anticipating. The store additions for Domino's continues to be pretty good. Other stocks reacting to earnings will be Paytm. And not just that, we've got a busy day today. So today, the stocks which the company is reporting numbers will be Tata Motors, Godrej Properties, Lupin, Nalco, Petronet LNG, amongst others. So have a good session. Keep it with CNBC TV 18, as we'll get you all the news and updates and the earnings reactions coming through. For now, it's a goodbye. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.